The way I think about depression is I kind of group it into sets of signs or symptoms. You have first the emotional signs, so the person's feelings, what we normally associate with depressed mood, someone being sad, crying often, feeling hopeless, guilty, maybe even worthless, and you might be able to see these things in a friend or family member. Secondly, you also see a reduction in the person's motivation and the pleasure they get out of life. So you see that they're not as interested maybe in typical activities or hobbies. It might seem to you that the person just isn't enjoying the activities that they typically had been taking part in. Behavioral changes that will accompany that are obviously withdrawal from activity. People who are depressed, as a rule, are generally less active. So they might not socialize as much as they used to. They might be late to work or miss days due to the depression. It could even be so severe that they don't get out of bed or they don't shower or don't brush their teeth. In terms of the way that people who are depressed think, you might also notice some changes in yourself or someone you know if they are experiencing depression. It might seem like they're more hopeless about the future or their situation, or that they think kind of pessimistically about their own talents or their own abilities. They might blame themselves for a lot of bad things that happen in their lives and not be able to give themselves credit for good things. And finally, I think, and this is one category of signs that might end up causing the person to seek care from a primary care physician, is that depression causes physical symptoms as well. So people can have either an increase or decrease in their appetite and can have an increase or decrease in the amount that they're sleeping.